join me, Steve Ashley, on today's half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, exploring some of the recordings of one of America's great theatre pipe exponents, Don Baker, who was the resident artist at New York's Paramount Theatre in the 1930s and early 40s. From one of the last concerts on that Wurlitzer there in 1964, this is Meredith Wilson's 76 Trombones. From the vinyl release of 76 Trombones in 1964, next up is a shellac-era track of Stormy Weather that Mr. Baker recorded while he was employed by the Paramount to provide intermission music. Unfortunately, these shellac tracks are difficult to date, as there's no label information on the copies that I have. Thank you. Baker was born in Ontario Province in Canada in 1903 and studied at Mount Royal College and the Toronto Conservatory before becoming a theatre organist. He was actually a theatre pianist in Long Island when he was asked to fill in as the organist and thus started a long career playing pipes and electronics with his first engagements at the Rivoli and Rialto theatres in New York before moving to the Paramount. In 1980, Reader's Digest released some tracks that Don had recorded at the Paramount Wurlitzer's new home in the Century 2 Hall in the Convention Centre, Wichita. Among them was Lawrence Hart and Richard Rodgers' Falling in Love with Love. Falling in Love with Love, from an 8LP set called The Mighty Pipe Organ Plays Golden Favourites, quite a different sound from the Paramount Theatre. Sometime in the 1970s, concert recording taped Don Baker playing the Wurlitzer in the Alabama Theatre, Birmingham. The 13 tracks from the LP were reissued on CD on the late Don Thompson's Pipe Organ Presentations label, along with 12 tracks from the Senate Theatre Detroit, one of which will follow, Stars Fell on Alabama. Me and My Shadow, an Al Jolson song from 1927. Don Baker and the Wurlitzer of the Senate Theatre Detroit, an instrument that was rescued from Detroit's Fisher Theatre when it was so-called modernised in the early 1960s. In the late 50s, after his residency at the Paramount New York, Don joined Con Organs, touring and promoting their instruments across North America and Europe. Then in 1986, he played a concert on Jim Buckland's Wurlitzer in the Assembly Hall, Worthing, and a cassette, apparently not recorded during the concert, was released the following year. A Foggy Day in London Town was one of his suitably British-themed selections. In the late 50s and early 60s in the USA, there were relatively few theatre organs that were in sufficiently good condition to record, since their use had been abandoned by so many theatres when the talkies arrived. The Robert Morton in the Glendale studio of religious broadcaster Lauren Whitney was one of the few usable on the West Coast, and thus was a favourite with labels such as Capitol. Don Baker recorded at least five albums there. Victor Herbert's Italian Street Song dates from his 1963 Sound Showcase LP.
Thank you.
another of Don Baker's capital LPs featuring the Loren Whitney Robert Morton Sophisticated Pipes was released in 1959, and fortunately in stereo, as the first such recordings were only produced commercially the year before by Audio Fidelity in the USA. This is David Rose's radio show theme from 1942, Our Waltz. Oh, those were the days when mainstream record labels released theatre pipe albums, the quality of which still hold up well by today's exacting standards. Having said that, I'm going back to a shellac recording from Don Baker's years at the Paramount New York Wurlitzer. This wonderful novelty, Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf, originates from a Disney Silly Symphony short animation of 1933, Three Little Pigs. The way that Don plays with the melody line is masterful. Thank you. Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? Don Baker and the Wurlitzer set in the Paramount Theatre in New York, where he entertained the patrons for a remarkable 14 years after the tenure of Jesse Crawford. Don died in June of 1989 in Florida, leaving behind an excellent legacy of commercial and in-concert recordings, and those who knew him speak of his enormous hands which enabled him to play some spectacular arrangements. That's all I have time for today, so until next time on this same station, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes signing off.